Do you truly understand your pet? Are you even aware that your pets use mental telepathy in an attempt to communicate with you? Pet communicator Dr. Monica is joining Dr. Pat each month to help you recognize that animals have emotions, thoughts, and feelings. You will come to understand how your own actions, thoughts, and feelings affect your furry friends. It's time to learn all you can about all creatures, great and small, on Pets Talk with Dr. Monica and Dr. Pat, right now, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh boy, I'm just telling you, wow. Listen, this is Pets Talk with world-renowned Dr. Monica Dietrich joining me here today. I want to just say this up front, Benny, to you. If you get callers today, Benny,
yep.
If you don't mind, this is what we're going to do. And okay. We already have people in the queue. They can go to Facebook, and that's facebook.com/TransformationTalkRadio. And they can upload their picture of whatever pet they have a question about. Now, if they call into the show, Benny, today with Dr. Monica, she can give people a general sense. But we've planned this and we have laid this out so that people that want to really understand more about what might be going on with their animal friends, they can do it today. Because today's show is called When Animals Are Sick. And that is an important question for many of us. For me in particular, I'm one of these people that when we went and we got Travis, this beautiful fur ball of a collie, looked just like Lassie. We did not know that when we bought Travis home, when we brought him home, the range of things that were wrong with him. Everything from dysplasia of the hips. I mean, honestly, I told my vet, I'm going to have to be in your office every week. And he said, yeah, you are. But I could not, in my soul, take him back. And that's what Dr. Monica is about. It's about how us humans are called in a particular way, maybe by our animal friends to do something extraordinary. But sometimes they can't tell us where they hurt. They don't do it in the way that we knew. And we knew how fragile he was because one day we were training him and Linda accidentally pulled him on the leash and his little, okay, am I telling this story, Linda? I'm so sorry. And his little leg broke. And this is what I mean by too fragile. Have information we want to know. They cannot tell us under normal circumstances. So it requires us, just like what happened with Travis, to be more than vigilant. Today, this is a big topic, but not too big for Dr. Monica. And by the way, go over to Facebook. Olivia is going to be monitoring Facebook. Benny's going to be monitoring her toll-free number because you're all worried right now. You are all worried right now. Dr. Monica, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here and welcome everyone to Pets Talk. And I, of course, I'm your co-host, Dr. Monica. And yes, this is very important right now, especially because right now, at this moment in time, people are worried about coronavirus for humans. And I want to talk about how it is important for us also to be aware of our sick animals around that. Not that they are going to contract coronavirus because, you know, they can't or they shouldn't be able to, but about sickness in general. And this is a very important thing to know.
Yeah. And you're right about this out of the gate because we know one thing right now. Every day we're learning more.
Yes.
Now, I got to say this because you mentioned the coronavirus. I have to say this. I've learned in a time of crisis, and you have too, because you're out there, you're a hero in helping people understand their animal friends, right? Part of what's going on with the virus is our animal friends, our pets, are picking up on the level of fear, on the level of anxiety of the people that, you know, have the pets. And so Absolutely. There are multiple layers of sickness we can talk about today.
Yes. Well, of course, not only sickness, physical sickness, but emotional, mental. We have to remember that our animals are little sponges. They absorb our energies. And so if we are in a panic state and we live constantly with the television on and listening to everything that is going on, and we get more and more uptight as the day goes by, they understand these. And so we have to try to keep, you know, a sense of security, be less in a panic, you know, no screaming, obviously, because when people get upset, we tend to raise our voices. All that affects them.
No kidding. Because why? We're like emotional. And one of the things I want to talk about with you about this is all of the above, right? Now I'm hearing, is that your background? Is that one of, is that
I was going to tell you, I have 19 peacocks, and because it's a beautiful day outside, they're happy. And so they express their happiness by yapping. And so every once in a while they are screaming, but it's not, nothing is wrong. They're just happy.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many shows I've done with people that work with animals. I can't even tell you. And I will tell you the one thing they say, even like when I do a show with Colette, and here she's got her cat. Every time we're talking about them, they're jumping on the computer. They're jumping on the TV. All of it. When I do a show with Doc Martin, all of a sudden her dog shows up and wants to be part of this. See, right. I think we're more connected than people actually know with any of this. What do you tell me about this? Because here we are, and clearly we are worrying, but I got to give a shout out. I've got to give a shout out for Jennifer Haller, who was one of the first person to take the experimental corona, COVID-19. I got to give her a shout out for that, because people think, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Are you kidding me? Nobody knows anything about COVID-19.
You're a guinea pig.
Yeah, but it's not a vaccine that has the virus in it. But let's talk about this. People are really worried now. Mm-hmm. And so far, we don't think our animal friends can get it. Is that what you're hearing?
Okay, so let me go back and explain a little bit. There
Thank
has
you.
Been only one case of coronavirus that has been found on a Pomeranian dog in China. This dog, the dog's human, was had coronavirus, and she was an older lady, and she was sent to the hospital. So they decided that they were going to inspect her home, her surroundings, all the people that met with her, and they decided to check the dog for coronavirus. That was the first dog that was found coronavirus positive. It was a mild positive that was found in his saliva. And what they are concluding to say is, because he did not have any symptoms of the coronavirus, it was only because this old lady was constantly stroking the dog, probably allowed the dog to lick her face where the virus was. And that was the only reason why it was found that he tested positive for coronavirus. That doesn't mean that he was sick with virus. It was that he tested a mild positive. So as far as we know, no, they cannot contract the coronavirus, although they might have, you know, this coronavirus positive, only because we as humans continue to touch, stroke them, and allow them to lick us.
Yeah. Well, and this ties into what we're talking about today, which is when animals are sick. And we also have one of our listeners also has sent you a picture, and we're going to get to the questions around that in the next segment.
Yes, but for actually, those, I have two.
You have two. Wow. Okay. Yes. Well, for those people out there, here's what we're doing today. And I think Olivia is going to keep track of this, and so is Benny. Number one, Benny, if people want to call in with their questions, we'd love to bring them on and we can get a general answer, because sometimes it's not specific. Sometimes they want to know, hey, Dr. Monica, I've got a dog, and when we're walking down the street, the dog does this. What do you think? Okay. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. The other part of this is Jessica has set it up on facebook.com/transformationtalkradio. If you go there now, you will see the video. And if you have a question about your animal friend, it doesn't matter what it is, put the picture up and we'll be able to show that to Dr. Monica, because today we know you are anxious about this. We know that. Dr. Monica is like, I can help people with this, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for, to help you with your questions, with your problems, with anything that you have that has to do with pets. That's why I'm here.
So can animals tell us where they're hurting? Can they do that or not?
Animals can tell me. I don't know if I can tell you.
Right.
The problem with the majority of the animals, and I'm not going to say all of them because some of them are not like that, but the majority of the animals are very stoic. They do not want to show that they're hurting. And it all begins, in the beginning of time, and because we always know that the weaker animal does not make it. So you have to be strong, in the wild, and only the strong animal survives. So they have that innate response into themselves, their mental thought process. So they do not want to show you that they hurt unless the pain is so severe that they cannot handle it. And so that's when, they might whimper or cry in pain, or they simply don't put their foot down. And you go, why is my dog not putting his foot down? And then you take him to the vet, and lo and behold, you realize they have a broken leg. So the majority of them will not tell you. You have to look at the visual clues. But I have many clients that come in to tell me, my dog is different. We took him to the vet. They did the necessary blood tests. They can't find anything wrong. That's why you need me. Because when I see an animal in front of me that has a different demeanor than normal, then I will ask him first, do you have a specific problem? Does it hurt? Is it bone, muscle? Is it an organ? Can you describe what you feel? And so many times they will tell me, there are a few times that they can't. They will say something like, I have a headache, or I have a nausea and I stop eating because I can't eat anymore. So when people come to see me, whatever little I can give them and offer that the pet knows, they will take that to the vet and say, can you look for these? He's nauseous. Then maybe they can give him a pill for nausea and they'll start eating. Now, I do something that it is very particular. This is something that I do. Not all communicators are able to do that. I'm a medical empath. And what that means is that I feel what the animal feels, and I am able to translate for you in human words how I feel when I'm close to your dog. So many people ask me, how do you do that? And the best explanation that I can bring is that I close my eyes, and in my third eye, I do like a CAT scan or like an X-ray. Start from one end, very slowly go through the whole body from one end to the other. And as I am doing these, different areas will light up. And it depends what color I see, yellow, orange, bright red, that I would know that there is a problem in that vicinity. And when everything else fails, then I would do something like that. But to do that, I have to have a little bit more specific details. For instance, if someone comes in and says, I don't know what is wrong with my dog or a cat, and can you tell me what is wrong? Well, sometimes that doesn't really work. But if they tell me he hasn't been eating, or he's going potty very often, or he's drinking a lot of water, then it gears me into finding the right area. Sometimes every single animal is different. So I'm giving you a broad example of the things that I can find for you, the client.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, what's going to happen? We're going to talk about the folks that have sent you the pictures in whatever order you want. But we're also taking calls, Benny, 1-800-930-2819. And as I said before, for folks, when we come back, make sure that if you do want to, you know, post a picture on social media, we'll make sure we get it in front of Dr. Monica. Dr. Monica, before we go to break, what's the website for you? What's the best way for people to contact you or to work with you directly?
My website is petcommunicator.com. And as soon as you open my website, you have my phone number, which is right next to me right now. And you can call me at any time. And also you can email me at drmonica@petcommunicator.com. Before I go, I really would like to have on the line Karen, who is Olivia's mom, and give me 1 second. I need to find out who else, because it is easier to talk to the person.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll make sure we get all that going on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a short break. Hey, everybody, stay tuned. 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. Say hi to Benny. We'll be right back.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enable this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms. It's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, and loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power at work, home, and play. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Wow, welcome back, everybody. Yep, this is one of those shows that many of you have called us and have said, we want to know what to do when animals are sick. And so Pets Talk with the most amazing pet communicator, Dr. Monica, is joining us here today, and we're taking this on. We also are doing live readings. The way to do a reading and is this. Please post your picture on Facebook, put your question. But Dr. Monica may want to talk with you because it isn't as easy as show me your picture and ask me a question, because sometimes it's more complex. So the folks that have sent us pictures, please call in 1-800-930-2819 and we will make sure that you get the answers you want. Before we go to our first, before we go to Olivia and our first question, there was a question that came in from one of our listeners that happens to have my cell phone number. And she says, hi, this is BB. And would you please ask Dr. Monica, does she only work with the living pets? What about my pet who is passed? Can she work with her? Okay. Can you answer that?
Absolutely. This is a wonderful question. And the short answer is yes, of course. 50% of my business is talking with pets that are living pets, not only dogs, cats, horses, reptiles, whatever you have in your home as a pet, I will talk to your pet. The other 50% of my business, it's a toss up between talking to those who are ready to pass, whether or not they're ready, and talking to those who have passed and are now in spirit. Now, I didn't know for the longest time that I couldn't talk to spirit until one time I was doing readings, and I used to do readings one right next to the other. I used to go to a group of people, and every 15 minutes I used to get a new client. This time a client comes in, it was a quite older lady. She opened her purse, took out her wallet. Inside her wallet, she had a picture that she had creased in four. And she handed me that picture and she says, this pet had been with me 45 years ago. Can you talk to her spirit? And I looked at the picture, 45-year-old picture, and I said, well, I don't know, but let's give it a try. This was many, many years ago. And so as soon as I started translating things for her, they were so specific and so particular that only she knew and nobody else knew, that it convinced both of us that, in fact, spirits are next to us all the time. Whenever we need to, we can go back and talk to them. So absolutely, I'm able to talk to spirits as old as 45 years ago and as new as 30 days. We need to wait 30 days before trying to connect with the spirit of those who have gone, because it takes a little bit of time twofold. One, for them to adapt to their new circumstances, and for you, the owner, the client, so that you can go through your mourning, and then by the time the 30 days are up, you would be more open to understand the important things that they're trying to tell you.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. And thank you, BB, for asking that question. Now we're ready to go to the phones. And who do you want to speak with first?
Let's go with Olivia first, because Olivia sent me a picture of a white little baby who I think has a lot of Shih Tzu, maybe poodle in her. So I'm going to ask her first. Olivia, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Actually, my dog is the white pit bull.
Oh, yours is a white pit bull. I'm sorry. Okay, let me change pictures because I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay, excellent. So as I was saying, then Olivia sent a picture of a white pit bull, beautiful picture that is, I'm trying to open up my picture, Olivia, give me 1 second. Here we are. Okay. And the picture that you sent, again, is beautiful. Casper, he is hugging a cat who looks to me to be an Abyssinian. Do you know?
I think he's a color point short hair. I'm not totally sure. I adopted him.
Okay. He's a mixture. He's not a fully one or the other. It's a mixture, but it's a beautiful picture regardless. So your question, very good, very specific question, Olivia, thank you. And you said, why is Casper, or why has Casper started chasing the cat, correct?
Yes, that's what I'm wondering.
Okay. Generally speaking, when I talk to someone, I want to know just a few things. For instance, how old is Casper? How long he's been with you?
So he's about 2.5. I got him last April.
2019. Okay. And how old is name and how old is your cat?
The cat's name is Indy and he's approximately 17 years old.
Thank you. Okay. So to give you very specific information, we are going to have to do a consultation, obviously, so that you get all the ins and outs. But Casper is telling me that Indy has a different smell to him, and he doesn't recognize the Indy that was in the house when he first came in. So let me translate in other words what that means. Indy is not doing well. Either he is diabetic or he has something in his body that is emitting a different smell. And Casper is just concerned. He doesn't recognize the cat as being the same cat as he has before. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know what to do with that information. What you need to do is take Indy to the vet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Any other follow-up questions, Olivia?
What's Casper's deal with the washing machine?
What's Casper's deal with the washing machine? Okay. He's sending me a picture that he is intently looking at this washing machine, and he can't figure out why it's making this high-pitched swishing noise. You might not be able to hear it, but he is hearing a very high-pitched sound to it. Is this machine new or different than the one you always had it?
So we moved in October, so it's a new machine to us, but it's definitely an old washing machine.
Right. But it's new, a new sound for him. He's very, I don't want to say this to hurt your feelings, but I want to say that Casper is very single-minded. You know, if there is one thing that bothers him, he cannot hear or think about anything else. He is very intent on fixing the problem. And because he can't fix it, he starts acting out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing to correct something like that is to desensitize him to the new sound and be in front of the machine washing while feeding him or giving treats or talking or loving him, and it will pass eventually.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to a short break. When we come back, Karen is up next. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McCray, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com. It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Yep, you're listening to Pets Talk right here. Part of the thing here that we're doing for those of you, we have taken what your request is very, very seriously. And one of the things we are doing is making sure that we're getting you the information you need today with Dr. Monica. So we've got two people. We're going to go to Karen first. But before we do, let's give out that website and phone number, then we'll go to Karen, and then we'll go to Terry.
Perfect. My website is petcommunicator.com. Remember, two M's on communicator. And then my email is drmonica@petcommunicator.com. And my phone number is on my website.
Let's give it out to people. That's all right. If they're driving, they're not probably going to be looking at the website.
Okay. Then 714 is the area code for California, and it's 772-2207. Very easy. Sevens and twos.
sounds good. Hey, let's go. Benny, let's bring Karen on.
Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen.
Hey. Hi, Karen.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Karen?
Okay.
So you send me a picture of a little white dog. Can you tell us more about the breed, the age, and the name?
He's a Lhasa Apso Poodle. He's okay. 6.5 years old. And her name is Sadie Olivia.
Sadie Olivia. That's why I got confused. Okay. So, Miss Sadie, Karen, the problem is that your question was, What is she trying to tell me? This is a very broad question, you know, and if I were with you doing a consultation, of course, you know, I would start by telling you all the things that Sadie wants to tell you. But because we are limited to one question for the program, I want you to be a little bit more specific and ask one single question of Sadie to see if I can answer that for you.
Well, the picture that I sent, that expression that she's just staring at me, she does that a lot. And I know she's trying to tell me something. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Dr. Pat, did you hear what she said? Because
say it one more time, Karen.
The picture that I sent is very representative of how she acts all the time. And she'll just sit and stare at me like, and she lets just stares at you intensely. And I know she wants to tell me something, and I just would like to know what that is.
Okay. Okay. So I understand now. And I can give you this answer. Some animals need to connect with you at a higher level or more intense than others. And so they use the way they look at you, not necessarily to tell you things, but to tell you they are watching you, they're looking at you, and they're listening to you. Because you see, Karen, we humans make pictures in our minds all the time. We might not be very expressive, we might not talk to our animals as much as other people, but we're always thinking. We're thinking about things that we need to do, but we are always thinking about them and how much you love them and what would you like to do. Sadie is very intense. She wants you to know that she's there, she's present, she's paying attention. And to do that, she's intensely watching you every second of the day to see what is it that you're thinking. And when what you're thinking is the same thing as what you are saying, then that is the connection. And she is just telling me that you are not always the same, that there is a little disconnect between what you say and what you think. And to be able to get the whole you, Sadie's trying very hard to look intensely at you. So maybe, put it in other words, she can read your mind.
What do you make
of that? Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Tell me what's interesting most about it.
Because she is just a very intense dog.
Yeah. So she's getting in your head, right?
Yeah. To say the least.
Is there anything, Dr. Monica, to do about it? I mean, or basically, yeah. She's like telepathically talking to you. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is. And for people that are like Karen, that maybe they're doing a lot of things and they can't sit still for a long time, it is important to practice meditation. And thank goodness for the coronavirus, Karen, so you can stay home and do a 10-minute meditation every day with Sadie Olivia by your side. And you'll see that your communication, the way that she feels about you is going to start improving quite a bit.
Okay, thank you.
You're All very right. welcome.
Good, thank you. Hey, let's go to a short break, everybody. We've got Terry on the line. I think Terry just sent me a picture of Bailey. I am gonna try to get this off my email. If I could, so I can put it up here. But in the meantime, we are taking your calls for general questions. If you don't have a picture of your animal friend, we can take a general question. But
Absolutely.
More importantly, Dr. Monica will work with you directly. Let's take a short break. Benny, let's take a short break. Olivia, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. And I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Oh boy, we're back. Hey everybody, welcome back. What a great show. It's really kind of awesome to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on right now. Dr. Monica is here. As we said before, there's a website you can go to, and that is petcommunicator.com, petcommunicator.com. This is Pets Talk. And look, these are short readings. We're not getting to everybody, but here's what you should know. We're gonna be doing more of these shows. What Dr. Monica is doing is she's sharing some information, but a lot of times there's more information to be gotten. And that's why you work with her separately. She works with people all over the world. Not only that, she teaches other people how to do what she does, right, Dr. That's Monica?
Right. That's right. I do have an online academy for beginners, intermediate, and advanced people. And then they have to pass a test, of course. But it is a way to start understanding how this information comes through. And some people have already been doing it all their life.
Yeah.
They just need someone to guide them to do that.
All right, let's get Terry J. Walker.
All right, so we got a picture.
Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Terry. So we got a picture of Bailey.
Howdy, Terry.
We got your picture of Bailey, your little dog. He is a poodle or?
He's a Labradoodle, Australian Labradoodle.
Labradoodle.
Labradoodle. Okay.
That is half Labrador, half poodle.
Wow.
He's a beautiful dog, chocolate in color. So how old is he, please?
He just turned 2 in February.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. Now, you have a couple of questions. Your first question was, can he be a reincarnation of two of your previous dogs? Now, this is a very good question, Terry, and I have a lot of information on reincarnation. I was the first animal communicator that touched the subject of reincarnation, and this was over 20 years ago, because at that time nobody even wanted to touch that subject. But as you well know, when we have a new dog that comes into our lives, many times they remind you of either the previous dog that you had or the two previous dogs, like in your case, because they do the same things. And you go, how could it be, you know? So to answer this question precisely, I have to talk to Bailey about it. And more to the point, I would have to talk to the other two predecessors to understand whether or not they have come back and if they have a mission. But broadly, let me explain things. We can see one or two things. Number one, yes, animals do reincarnate, and they sometimes come back to the same human. They have different guidelines for coming back. Not all of them come back. Sometimes they come back because they feel that their life mission is not complete and they needed to come back to the same person. Sometimes they came back because their death was accidental, and again, they didn't complete their life mission. If you have had a previous animal that had a very long and satisfying life, chances of reincarnation are slimmer. Doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. It means that it's slim. But what does happen, and this is something that I called, I figure out a name to call it because there was nothing out there that could explain it. But I'll explain it to you what that is. The animals that were in your home that you had before that have passed continue to be around you, meaning their energy is around you. And so when you get a new puppy that is just growing up, that is just beginning to understand who it is, it picks up these energies from the animals that were in your home and makes them his own, so that he displays the same things that your previous dogs did. So what I call this is energy imprinting. Mm. So they would go to the same spot, they like the same toy, they go to the same bed, they sleep in the same position, they do the same things as your previous dogs have. That doesn't mean that it's a reincarnation. It means that the energy in your house is so strong because of the love that you had for your pets and the pet had for you, that they pick up on that energy. So now, first, let me ask you if this is something that is making sense to you.
Actually, it's making perfect sense, and I get that for sure, yes.
Thank you very much. So let me say something else that people ask me all the time. People want to know, how is it that the energy of the previous pet is in my home and I don't feel it, I don't see it? And I came up with something that will help people understand what is it, or why is it rather, that we do not see the energy of those spirits that are past.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine that you are looking at a bicycle that is standing in front of you. You see the bicycle and you see the spokes of the wheel, and you can see it very clearly. The bicycle is standing in front of you. But then all of a sudden, a kid comes onto the bicycle and starts to pedal away from you. you're going to follow that kid and you're going to look at the bicycle again. You're in your car, the kid is in his bicycle, and pretty soon you'll realize that the kid is still riding his bicycle, but you no longer see the spokes. Why?
Right.
Because our eyes are not used to seeing something go by so fast. So we see the wheel, but we no longer see the spokes. I want you to think of the energy of your kids who are past as something that is vibrating as such a high event, at such a high velocity that you can no longer see them, but they're still there. They're still with you. They're still around you. They're still in your home. Okay.
I believe
so
that.
That's the energy. That's the spirits that are around you. And that's the reason why we can't see them.
Awesome. Awesome. Terry, thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you. I did have one other question, and
sure.
He does have a lot of anxiety from me, separation-wise.
Yes, yes. I need to talk to him about what really happened.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, anxiety comes from an old memory. And many times I found that when the puppies are taken away from their parents at 8 weeks old or less, they become very anxious to be separated from their parents. So that means you have become, you know, the only parent he knows. And when you leave the house or leave him for any extended period of time, they become very anxious. And that's why I always recommend never to get a puppy who is younger than 10 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Perfect.
Terry. Thank you. Thank you all for actually giving us calls, posting your pictures. All of the above. Dr. Monica, we have about 2 minutes left here. I want to do a couple of things. I want to just make sure people have the information to contact you and work with you directly. And also, what is the best way to just let people know a bit about the range of work you do?
Yes, my website is full of information. That's www.petcommunicator.com. But if anybody has any questions about what I do, how I do it, when I do it, you know, whatever questions they have, give me a call. I am in the office all the time unless I am talking to a client, and I will return your call within 24 hours, no matter what. Now, do remember that I am in California, and I'm at the office 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. California time every day, Monday through Friday. I try not to work on weekends if I can help it, but I do work with you if you have an emergency, if you have a pet that is dying or someone that is in the vet's office. So always give me a call or send me an email at drmonica@petcommunicator.com, and you will get an answer from me right away.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Monica, everybody. Last question, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with?
You know, my message is very simple. We have to listen to our pets, because when we realize that they are sentient beings, that they feel what we feel, they have hopes, they have wants, they have needs, then we have a much better relationship. And that's what we want. We want to have a friend with us forever.
I love it. Thank you, Dr. Monica. Thank you. Hey, everybody, go to petcommunicator.com. Dr. Monica, let's take a short break, folks. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Pets Talk with Pet Communicator, Dr. Monica, and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to solve your pet problems. For more information on Dr. Monica and communicating with your pets, visit PetCommunicator.com. Preceding audio was via a Skype call.